May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. Wait, what? Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd. What are you saying? Do you employ a shepherd and the Lord is working for you? Is that what you're saying? No. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, so you're the one being shepherded? Is that it? That's right. I'm being shepherded by the Lord himself. My Lord. Okay, got it. So the Lord is your shepherd. That's what you're saying. That's right. The Lord is my shepherd. So, okay, let me get this right. So if the Lord is your shepherd, you know what that makes you then, right? Wait, what's that? Yeah. Well, if the Lord is your shepherd, then that would make you a sheep. That would make me a what? A sheep. If the Lord is your shepherd, then that makes you a sheep. Okay, I guess so. And you're cool with that. Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd. I am one of the Lord's sheep. You know what happens to sheep, right? Sheep? Yeah, sheep. You know what happens to sheep, right? Sheep get fleeced. Wait, sheep get what? Yeah, sheep get fleeced. You know, they get shorn for their coats. They get made into wool. That's if they make it past being chopped up for lamb stew. I guess that's why they need a shepherd, huh? So they can be kept alive long enough to get fleeced and slaughtered. Sheep are stupid, man. Sheep are some of the stupidest animals on the planet. And you're one of them. What do you mean stupid? Yeah, stupid. So you're saying I'm stupid? No, that's not what I'm saying. That's the perception, anyway. Sheep, they tend to be very susceptible to predators. You know, they need a lot of protection. They are very high-maintenance animals. They're vulnerable. They're not very nimble. They're not fleet of foot, as they say. They need help. They need protection. Protection from their own selves, mostly. Well, I know that I need help. I know that I need protection because I'm not all that nimble or fleet of foot. Well, I hope you're good with that, man. Yes, if the Lord is my shepherd, then that means that the Lord is my protector. The Lord is my guardian who keeps me safe because I know I'm not strong enough on my own. And I know that. I can't trust anyone on earth who makes a claim on my allegiance. Well, there's a lot going on out there, you know. Well, yeah, we're kind of living in the valley of the shadow of death, am I right? Aren't we going through it right now? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. And I keep seeing people, sheeple, who think they're leading me. But the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is, really? Really? Well, he's got to be, right? I mean, the world is just such a messed up place right now. Sure, yeah. Because the Lord is my shepherd, that means I'm safe. I'm safe from all that stuff that's going on everywhere. I don't need to look for heroes wearing earthly garb. I don't need political leaders to be my Lord. I don't need political correctness to be my Lord. I don't think that the president is a pope. I don't need any inspiration from anywhere because the Lord is my shepherd. I want for nothing. I don't need to listen to the talking heads that are all around us just trying to make a buck by tickling ears. Well, but you know there's a hook, right? What now? Yeah, the shepherd. You know the shepherd? Yeah. The shepherd's got a hook. You see, sheep will do very stupid things. The shepherd's got to carry a hook. You've seen it. It's a stick, and it's got a little hook at the end, right? You know, like if sheep go off somewhere that they're not supposed to do, you know, they use the hook. The hook brings them back. The hook? Yeah, the hook. The hook, it brings you back. The hook, you gotta love the hook. Now, okay, when I was writing this sermon, I was listening to a lot of Blues Traveler from the 90s. You know that song called Hook? I listened to it many, many, many times, and it didn't occur to me until about 12 hours ago, oh, that's kind of what my sermon should be about. And I didn't even realize it, and I'd already written my sermon. Yeah. Let's hope that the hook brings you back. The Lord, who is our shepherd, has a hook. And it's there for a good reason, to bring us back. Because we can act like sheep. Doesn't mean we're stupid. It just means that we tend to wander off. And this is our hope, fellow Christians. Especially, oh my goodness, as Christians in the United States, you know, we can get caught up in the drama of the day. Yeah. Our political allegiances, they'll lead us astray. But the hook will pull you back. We got to be open to the hook. Got to be ready for the hook. Even though political allegiances may lead us astray, our allegiance to God and God's Son and the love that He embodies will not lead us astray. You know, during some political administrations, we may feel like we're making progress. And during other political administrations, we may feel like, well, we're regressing. You know, that's there. So whether we go off on a tangent of yearning for some idyllic future that just cannot happen, or longing for a past that just cannot be repeated, you know, the hook, it's there to bring us back. On that, you can rely.